You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
For most of the 2017 season, the Dodgers played like one of the best teams in Major League history. Despite a late-season drop-off, L.A. still posted 104 wins, the best record in the bigs. They head into the postseason looking for their first World Series trip since 1988. Take a listen back on how the Dodgers got to October.
We're excited to be here today to announce that we've re-signed Rich Hill to a three-year contract.
It's been an incredible journey to get to this point, but never did I ever think that I would, you know, pack it in.
It goes without saying that heading into the winter, two of the most important things for us in terms of our to-do list was to re-sign Kenley Jansen and Justin Turner.
Last year was a big kind of learning thing for me. And now that we got year one under our belt, it's easier for me to sort of build on it.
A line drive, grand slam, home run for Jock Peterson. And the Dodgers take a 5-1 lead.
The Dodgers have had a rash of outfield injuries and haven't hit for a lot of power early in the season. They will try to remedy that by promoting Cody Bellinger, number 10 on MLB Pipeline's Top 100 Prospects list and the best power-hitting prospect in the game.
Absolute madness! Three consecutive home runs to tie the game in the ninth inning. The Dodgers win it! A night to remember!
Bellinger delivers again, and the Dodgers have tied it at 3.
They tie it in the ninth and win it in the 10th.
Austin Barnes with a two-out double.
Kenley Jansen strikes out the side on 9 pitches. That will do it. Logan Forsythe, in his first game back, is the hero.
Only in a third consecutive scoreless inning. Alex Wood has 8 strikeouts.
We've got a tie game. Yasmani Grandal. The Dodgers take the lead. Cody Bellinger, his 12th home run of the year. And it's a grand slam home run. Chris Taylor. The Dodgers are back from the dead. To left field. Jeanette can't get it, and the Dodgers will win it. Corey Seager delivers.
A 3 home run night for Corey Seager.
Oh, man.
Cody Bellinger, you are ridiculous.
10 homers, 10 games. Last guy to do that, 2010, Troy Tulowitzki.
Moment after moment, memory after memory, the Dodgers have done it again. Chase Utley, the ninth active player with 1,000 career RBIs. Cody Bellinger has tied the game in the eighth inning.
Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
It's a walk-off walk for Cody Bellinger. He got him. A Clayton Kershaw complete game. Over Stanton's glove and rolls to the wall.
Cody Bellinger, what hasn't he done this year? He hits for the cycle. 4-for-4.
Well, it does not look like Clayton Kershaw will continue in this game.
It's a day-to-day, and it's a lower back strain.
Curveball, grounded to the hole on the left side. Turner cuts it off, and Rich Hill, 5 solid innings. Rich Hill strikes out the side. Strike 3. Hill strikes him out. Got him swinging, out of a jam in the 5th.
Kyle Farmer's a walk-off hero in the first at-bat of his career, and the Dodgers win yet another improbable game.
The Dodgers get Darvish from the Rangers, Cingrani from the Reds, and Tony Watson from the Pirates.
Number 30 for Cody Bellinger, matching the National League rookie record for a left-handed hitter. 10 strikeouts over 7 shutout innings for Yu Darvish. Win number 80 of the season is 3-2 over the Diamondbacks. Not a question of if. The question is who and when. Tonight it's Puig in the 9th.
And Curtis Granison clears the bases here in the 7th inning. Welcome indeed to the Dodgers.
Hit number 2,000 of Adrian Gonzalez's career is a double.
Oh, the plot thickens and everyone on the edge of the seat. 21 up, 21 down. Rich Hill is going to the mound in the 10th inning.
Fly ball out to left. Granderson on the warning track. It's gone.
The no-hitter in the game, gone in one swing. The Dodgers have gotten their 90th win of the season in just 126 games.
Clayton Kershaw getting ready for his first start in about 5 weeks. No runs, two hits, and seven strikeouts.
Cody Bellinger, number 36. And that breaks the rookie record. He has it all to himself, passing Mike Piazza.
And it is raining here, and we are in a rain delay.
2 hour and 52 minute delay after the first delay.
Span drills it, splashes into the cone to give the Giants a 2-0 lead in the first.
Obviously, we were mistaken on the weather and the forecast and what was going to happen. So to essentially start the game, then to delay it and to have rain coming and intermittent rain, this is obviously very uncharacteristic to start a game.
Jansen to Jones. And for the fifth consecutive year, the Dodgers are the champions of the National League West. This year, a smooth flight, but a bumpy landing. They're champions of the West once again. It's euphoria, it's relief, a sense of satisfaction, a journey that has its ebbs and flows this year.